ago, I was driving into a big city, and I saw one of those changing billboards, and one of the displays on that billboard said this: "Real Christians forgive like Jesus." And I was just incredibly self-righteous when I read that. I thought, who sponsors that billboard? Who gets to say what constitutes a real Christian? Of course, Jesus is the one we imitate, but we don't do it very well. We don't do it consistently, and even when we do, we don't get to decide whether others measure up as real Christians. I'm sad to say that a lot of people in our culture today are frustrated with churches. They're resistant or indifferent or even hostile. Writer Brian McLaren says, "People are disinterested in Christianity because we focus too much on belief and not enough on practice." We come to church, but we don't need one more thing to do. We need a better way to be. No offense, but every person here has failed. Every person here is broken. We long to be people of depth, of compassion, of justice, and of joy. But we live in fear, and our fear sometimes can take over us. Not one of us can be who we are called to be and gifted to be without God's help. Today's story tells us that the women arriving at the tomb were there and saw that the stone had been rolled away. It's not as if they showed up and rolled it away. God did it. They and we benefit from knowing about that empty tomb. Some people think that we are good so that we ourselves can roll away the stone to defeat death and go to heaven after we die. Some people think Christianity is all about life after death. But to me, that view begs the question, shouldn't we also have life before death? Is the entire value of Christianity in its ultimate delayed gratification? I think the confusion comes from the mistaken idea of what the word eternity means. People think that eternity can be equated with endless amounts of time. Before I became a real Christian, I would look at some of the people in churches and think, I don't want to be with that person 10 minutes, much less endlessly. So when we do the right thing by loving others and caring for others in need, by being honest and just and compassionate, we live in eternity. It is not about more time. It is about something that is outside of time, something lasting because it is of God. Only God can offer us that transcendence. We can't earn it. We come here as the body of Christ to find the courage to be better. Only God can move the stone. So, what do real Christians do? We do the best we can. And just as importantly, we recognize that others are doing the best that they can. We know that God has moved the stone for us and for them. And living for God, we do become more compassionate, more loving, and more authentic. But we do it not so that God will love us and save us. We do it because God already has. We are here not to say, please save me, God, but to say, thank you, God, for saving me. Mary Magdalene and the other women found that the stone had been removed, something human power could not do. Only God could empty that tomb of its power over us. We choose the good in response to the love God has already offered us. We can only walk out of that tomb because the power of God's forgiveness and mercy has destroyed all barriers between us and God. God has done the heavy lifting, rolled away the stone, taken away the power of death. That is why we celebrate so joyously today. This is the day we recognize that we need no longer be afraid of death. With that fear gone, we have the courage, at least in a moment, to forgive as Jesus did. So the knowledge of the risen Christ changes not only what we do, it changes who we are. We don't claim or pretend that we have moved the stone ourselves. We know that God has done it. What would a real Christian do? I think the best we can do is to resist putting obstructions in others' way. I know that I am every bit as flawed as every human being is, as every Christian is. I shouldn't criticize the publishers of that billboard at all. For myself, I'm tempted to say, real Christians don't rent billboards to say what real Christians do. Amen.